I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Good evening, Amazing FBAers. I am talking to you from a car park. It's not a very inspiring sight, is it? But I just thought I would talk to you about that because it reminds me of how my life was. Today I drove from Bristol back over to Surrey in the south of England. If you're not from Britain, Bristol is about 100 miles west of London. So I don't know what that is in kilometres, 160. If you're a European listener, I know quite a few of you are in Germany. So grüß Gott. Sorry, that's more Austria, isn't it? So, and hello to those of you listening in India as well. I know we have quite a few listeners and viewers all over the shop, all over the world. So today I'm going to talk about, yeah, the mundane reality of life outside of online. So what a difference a decade makes. Today I drove back from Bristol. When I was living in Bristol, I was doing a little bit of music teaching and I was doing an awful lot of crappy jobs just to keep a roof over my head. I was living in a dodgy area and also I did a sales job for 5 months, which I really hated. Now, it taught me a lot about sales, which is a very, very important basic business skill, which is one of the reasons I took the job, because I read about the importance of taking a sales job. I think it's a Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the Robert Kiyosaki. And yeah, it did actually teach me some useful skills about direct sales. But I was selling double glazing. It's like the classic dishonest way of selling things. And I just think, I have no interest anymore in doing anything that is based on dishonesty. Now, I wanted to say a couple of things. First of all, my life has changed absolutely because of going from hell to heaven, in the sense that I don't have to commute now for work. I can work from where I like when I've got my laptop with me. And yeah, the temptation is to do a bad thing like work on holiday all the time, but that's a question of self-discipline. So when you have to be your own boss, sometimes you discover you're working for an idiot, right? And I certainly had those times, but I'm gradually getting more intelligent dealing with myself. But being able to work from where you are, whenever you want and wherever you want, is a fantastic thing. Now, these days, instead of hanging around with dodgy secondhand sales, car salesmen, or in that case, sorry, it was double glazing salesmen, but same kind of thing, I hang around with people who are selling online. And I'm part of a community of people now. It's not just a question of the money, which is very nice, and the excitement of running my own business, which is also great when it goes well. It has its downsides like any other real life activity, right? But what I wanted to say is now I get to hang out with really cool, interesting people, and being part of a mastermind, whereas I used to hang out with some loser who was doing some terrible double glazing sales job, now I'm working alongside people who have sold companies for millions of pounds, that kind of thing. And that's the power of a mastermind. So I am just opening up my own mastermind, which I run in London. I have started just in September, finally got it off the ground, very exciting. We've got two spaces left. I have had, I think I put up some kind of post about this on Sunday. I've had three applicants already since then. It's just Tuesday evening now. So obviously, there is very strong interest out there. So I will be closing that pretty soon, because obviously I only want some motivated people who are action takers, not people who fantasize about leaving their day job, do a bunch of research and then do it again and then do it again and never actually press the starting button, right? Because that was me, and that was me for an embarrassingly long time, probably over a decade. And I was just reflecting today how different my life is now. I've actually taken the plunge and got the hell on with ordering product, putting it up there, having real problems, solving the real problems, reaching out to friends in my mastermind group and getting solutions, as well as maybe reaching out to a mentor if there's nobody in my group who is equipped to deal with that. So I just wanted to say again, what an amazing lifestyle being an online entrepreneur can represent. But it is a lonely business if you just work on your own. I think it's really, really important, especially if you don't have a business partner, which a lot of people don't when they first start off. Then I think it's even more important than ever to be part of a group, and if possible, a physical group, because being online all the time is just not natural. Now, if you're not part of a group yet, I would suggest you get over to amazingfba.com/FB, F as in face, B as in book, for Kelly Supreme's our Facebook group. And there are nearly 600 members there now, 586 or something last time I looked. And there's some useful help coming from various people there who are gaining quite a lot of experience themselves now, both in the States and in the UK primarily. There's a few people from scattered all over the globe. And then, of course, I get in there as well and answer questions and help wherever I'm qualified to. And if I'm not, I will say so, and I'll suggest somewhere else you can look for that advice or that input. So that's a good place to start. But sooner or later, folks, I would suggest that you get yourself a physical group of sellers. If you can't join a formal mastermind with some experienced selling it, then at least get together with some mates, do something about it. You know, it doesn't really matter who it is, as long as it's somebody good and they're not, you know, they're not a BS merchant. They're not trying to upsell you into a ton of expensive training. They are just there to tell you how it really is. Anyway, folks, quick thought. What a difference a decade makes. Now, that can be you. You could be like me, stuck in a day job that you're hating and not making enough money, or maybe you're making enough money, but you just don't enjoy it. And you want the freedom and the self-determination that comes from being an entrepreneur. In which case, folks, step up, do something about it, get some training, listen to podcasts, but don't drown in knowledge. At the end of the day, you want to find yourself a mentor or a mastermind or somebody who's been there and done it before and can simplify that for you. So whoever that is for you personally, good luck. Godspeed, get on with it. By the way, folks, if you are interested in applying for the London Mastermind, which meets monthly, mostly on Saturdays, but it will be scheduled according to the availability of the members, and that's about a 4-hour meeting at the moment. We're limiting it to 10 people until Christmas, unless we have masses of applicants, in which case we'll change venue, but it will never be bigger than 16 members. Hope that helps you. If you want to find out more about it, just go to www.amazingfba.com/mastermind. That's amazingfba.com/mastermind, M-A-S-T-E-R-M-I-N-D. If you need help spelling mastermind, maybe it's not for you, folks. So yeah, that's where you want to go. If you want to find out more about it and if you want to apply, just click apply here, which appears several times on that page. If having read that page, you want to find out more, you're welcome to email me, michael@amazingfba.com. But be quick, because as I said, I've had 3 applicants in the last 2 days. So there are only 2 places left. I'll be doing phone interviews with them. So if by the time you hear this or see this, it may be too late anyway. But you can always go on a waiting list, because every so often somebody drops out because life intervenes, or because they don't actually think that it's the right thing for them after all, which does happen, or because I say to them, it's not the right thing for you. You're not going to, or you're simply not going to contribute to the group. I'm going to say goodbye, and that does happen as well. So for those reasons, if you're interested, get over there quickly, www.amazingfba.com/mastermind, and look forward to seeing your application if you decide to apply. Thanks. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.